BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with Rihanna off of movies. It's been a while. The one request was, don't get my knickers wet. Nobody listened to her. It's a good one. We meet Lindsay, the new Blue Peter presenter, and relive the awful moment where I co-presented the show and made a football pitch out of some guacamole and carrot sticks. And Charlie Sloth plays Tuesday's Real or No Real. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1. BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Right then, so it's Tuesday already. And this is Mills on BBC Radio 1. Alice Rose. It's our last week at work with Alice, say Tim and Ted, before she starts uni. She loves the show, and they're all being ready for innuendo bingo today at 1:45. Yeah, you can watch this as well on your tablet, on your computer, if you're at work, just pretend you're doing some work, but actually watch that. Or on your mobile phone. If you've got a smartphone, just go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Very excited that today it's Rihanna off of films, who's just come in, asking if we've got anything to cover her knickers.
Another day
is
in the office.
Is she... Do you call her the queen of innuendo bingo, or did you call Gemma Kearney that?
Well, thanks for saying that. They're both equally good.
Can't both be the queen, though, Scott.
Yeah, I think I did call Gemma the queen last week. But anyway, the other queen of innuendo bingo, Rihanna off films. I love it when Rihanna plays. It's been ages, isn't it?
Mm.
So that's going to be at 1:45. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. It's always a good game when Rihanna's on. And got something to do with Blue Peter happening a bit later. Their new presenter's coming in to see us.
It's quite exciting, actually.
Lindsay.
Yeah. Did you see the competition? She's like won a big talent search for this role.
Yeah. They really, really search a lot of places to find, and Lindsay won it. So she's the new face of Blue Peter. I tried to find my Blue Peter badge today from when I went on the Bring and Buy sale. And I also kind of helped present Blue Peter a couple of years ago. I've actually got two badges.
Do you not get paid in the gold badge for that one?
No. I've got two of the normals. But are you allowed to have two?
I don't think
you are.
But surely just for being in the presence of a Blue Peter presenter, we should be getting one more.
Well, I hope she's bringing like a bag of them, yeah. Definitely.
Maybe everyone who listens as well.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Everyone deserves one.
Everybody! Do I have to give one back, though? They didn't ask for the other one back. We can discuss all this with Lindsay a bit later on.
She knows the rules.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A couple of points from TV over the long weekend. Thank you very much for all your comments about me and Gemma Kearney on Pointless on Saturday night. We did okay, actually. I even answered a football question, and it only had 29 people saying the answer. That's not bad, because obviously on Pointless, you have to get the most amount of people saying a correct answer.
It's the least popular answer, isn't it? Gets the most points.
Yeah. But 29 people isn't bad.
No, good, yeah.
Yeah, you have to get a right answer, but it has to be from their poll of people who they asked.
What was your question? It was England football captains.
And I said, right? Gary Lineker. And that was right.
Mm.
So we did all right. And we were only beaten by two very intelligent people from Radio 4. So I'm happy with that. Much better than last time when I lost to Chico and Sunita.
Well, you blame Hugh Stevens for that, don't you?
And
I mean,
Steps.
He was your partner.
Yeah, he's not going to be on anymore. He's binned off.
Well, so this one was Gemma Kearney.
Yeah, so she can come back on anytime she wants.
Really? Or I thought you were tempted to replace her now. Should we be saying this?
That's fine. Who else? Well, we were trying to think yesterday when we did the breakfast show of somebody else intelligent at Radio 1.
Well, you were tempted by Matt Edmondson.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. I don't know. I mean, Who could I get on next?
You need a real radio SWAT, and I'm not sure who our sort of resident one is.
No, mate, I don't think we've got any.
Can we count Dr. Rada from the surgery?
Yes.
See, that's...
Technically a Radio 1 DJ.
That's an intelligent lady.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Dr. Rada. You're next. I don't think they'll have me on for a third time. Also, did anyone see the One Show on Friday night? Friday night's One Show.
I saw a little bit of it, and the thing is, the TV was on low, but from what I could see when the credits went on, it looked like they were at Reading Festival, or I assume they were because, you know, Reading and Leeds was on, but they weren't because the crowd looked very different.
Yeah, I mean, different crowd to Reading or Leeds. I thought that at first as well. I was like, what festival are they at? They seem to be at a car fest for no particular reason. I don't know why. I mean, it's not massive event on the One Show calendar, is it?
Have they lost it? Because from what I saw Carol Kirkwood off the weather on like a scissor lift cherry picker thing. You know, like they would use to fix a telegraph pole, for example, doing the weather.
Really?
It's like, have they all had a drink? What's going on?
Sorry, what do you mean? So where was the weather map?
Right. So there's a big kind of weather map and she's carrying a big, long bamboo cane with like a cardboard hand on the end, pointing to all the different areas of the UK.
So the weather map's on the screen, I assume, then?
Yes.
Big screen.
But she's being lifted up in this massive cherry picker thing.
No way.
And the man that's operating the cherry picker, awkwardly standing next to her. Listen to this.
All right, let's go over to Carol. Where are you, Carol?
Hello! I get some pretty good gigs, I must say. I am 30 feet up on top of this scissor lift, and what a view I have.
Yeah, but why are you doing this, Carol?
Why?
No one's explained to me why.
It's the weather.
Enough, I haven't come as far as Karen and Joe Greaves, who've come all the way from Orkney. And the weather in Orkney, if you'd stayed there, Karen and Joe...
Up she goes.
Well, tomorrow it would be pretty wet. And then if we go down a wee bit, Mark, but if you're staying at Carfest...
She's telling him
you'll need your brolies,
where to move the...
It's going to be pretty wet
the lift.
Here at Overton tomorrow...
But
as you head on into Sunday, Alex and Chris, it's looking not too bad. It should dry up.
Why are you at the Carfest and why are you on a massive cherry picker, Carol? No one's explaining it to me. Like, and they didn't explain why they were there at all.
Why's the weather got a crowd?
I don't know.
That's weird on its own, isn't it?
Oh, we found the pointless bit where I get a football question.
He's right.
Yes. England football captain.
29.
No one was more surprised than me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's time to play Innuendo Bingo with Rihanna.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, it's time for Tuesday's Bingo. What is everyone wearing today? Is that just from, like, cobbled from around the office?
Yeah, I went into the props box that you have, and I'm wearing these really fetching... I look like I want to try and be in the NBA or something like that.
Yeah.
Got some baggies on. But look, they have quite an attractive inner tube.
Oh, so I'm enjoying that, Rihanna.
Yes. So I think I'll be safe.
Yeah, you're good. Are you going out tonight?
I've got a screening. Oh, I saw you in the One Direction screening this morning.
Lol.
It was my favourite bit, seeing you.
Thank you. For not even two seconds.
Not even 2 seconds.
No, but...
All you said was, it was unprecedented.
I know. I didn't realise I spoke in sound bites for films. It's pretty cool, though, isn't it?
It was very cool.
I'm excited about that. Okay, so, Chris, how are you feeling?
Very good, yeah.
It's nice to be playing with Rihanna again, isn't it?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, we used to do this a lot more, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I can't even remember how to play now.
He tore us apart a little bit when he started getting bigger... No, other... People.
Other
on.
People.
Oh, yeah. Once you got Gerald Butler on, I was off.
Yeah.
Don't be like that.
Well, I mean, I'm no Christopher Mintz Plasse, but I'll try.
There was just an influx of a lot of guests at our disposal, so we thought we should use them. But it's good to have you back on, Rihanna.
Yes.
Thanks. Great to be back.
John in Cambridge is watching. Also, Michael in Glasgow. Dan from Cornwall watching for the first time. And so is James. Get online. Get to a computer. Get to your phone. Put it on the Radio 1 website. Watching it is so much better. Okay, if you can remember how to, everybody, fill your cheeks.
Put water down there. Bro. Here we go again.
Yeah, so you just put the water in your mouth, Rihanna, which you've forgotten.
Just pop it in.
Oh, I just spat back out.
Pop it in there.
Pop it in.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully the water will pop out. Okay. Here we go, then.
Mm-hmm.
First off, we're going to Inside Science on Radio 4. And it sounds like the presenter's taken a very detailed look round this laboratory.
Thank you, Professor Andrea Seller, for showing us your magnificent instrument.
Oh, I'd forgotten what a shock that was.
Sharp intake of breath. Everyone all right?
Yes.
That water is so cold as well.
Thank you to Esther for sending that one in. We really like it when you send in the bingos, by the way, so keep them coming in. Send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what you heard, where you heard it, and roughly a time. And you get 250 points. Got your waters there ready?
Mm-hmm.
Very efficient. Now let's go over to the... More water.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to the Oval now.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, Test Match Special making an appearance on Innuendo Bingo. Agger's was brilliant last week. So good. Here's Henry Blofeld with some...
What's that one?
That's just his name.
Why is that his name?
Chris was doing the dribbling thing and Rihanna was just like doing projectile. It's good. Test Match Special. Henry Blofeld here with some fond memories of the cricket club dinner.
I went last year. Stephen Fry was in Roger's box when I was there last year.
Good, and you're going in spurts, aren't you, Rihanna?
Andy in Nottingham spotted that one, thank you.
Oh, my mouth is so cold.
Hi, Ezra and Stonzo. Heading away for some summer chillaxing. Watching now for the first time. Vicky in Cambridge also watching for the first time. And Julie. Over now to the latest series of Alan Titchmarsh's brilliant series, Love Your Garden. And I'm really looking forward to seeing if Alan can pull off this amazing transformation.
You just go away for a bit and I'll have a fiddle. And when you come back, I'll have three balls.
It's a good trick.
I'll have three balls.
Everyone all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good old Titchmarsh. Now we're going over to Daybreak. And Kate Garraway, who seems to have some funny ideas about what goes on at an air show.
You know, we've got the air show again today. It is a lot better than what people let on.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people there working very hard to get it up.
Oh, you're right, Rihanna.
I'm so wet. There's a puddle.
It's kind of like you've forgotten that happens.
Oh, wow.
Working very hard to get it up.
Sophie and Sam both emailed that one to us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you've got one. Next to last week's...
I didn't realise it took such hard work.
Next to last week's Hairy Biker's Coal Mining Special. And the bikers... Right, Chris? No, don't want to see this. He's going to go. Any sec. It's the Hairy Bikers Coal Mining Special. And...
That's quite a special,
isn't it? A whole hour of it. And the bikers are very excited about getting to work on this old girl. What is going on?
Riddle Kicks just walked
by. Hi, Riddle Kicks.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Hello. They played this a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, look, there's Harley.
Yeah.
I went to school with Harley.
I know.
Oh. Right, concentrate.
Hairy Bikers, Coal Mining Special again. And the bikers are very excited about getting to work on this old girl.
She worked until the 1920s, and except for one run out in the 50s, was retired. Until now. We're going to open her up for the first time in decades.
And nobody knows what we'll find inside.
I don't think that was necessary, Chris. Oh.
That was an old mining machine they were talking about there. Dean in Basildon spotted that one.
We're going to open her up for the first time in decades.
Thank you, Dean. Okay.
You're right.
More water, please. Are you okay, Rihanna?
I'm going to get Chris back for that one.
Do it. A classic now. And here are some important details on what Countdown's Rachel Riley likes to get up to at the weekend with her family.
Are you a barbecue sort of girl?
Oh, we absolutely love our barbecue, yeah. And we'll just cook anything on it. It's amazing. My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
All right, Rihanna. We had an agreement.
That was really good.
My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Thank you, Rachel.
Right.
Okay. More water, please. This is getting really good now.
We didn't understand him, Weeder, didn't we?
It's gone, like, underneath the shirt
now. You said not on your face.
Yes.
Has it gone underneath your clothes?
Rules have changed.
Over to Four Rooms from earlier in the month now. I always said that show was a lot more interesting than your average antiques programme. I did say that.
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today we brought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermic Andean condor.
it was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Ah, Chris!
Straight in the face, Chris! Yes!
Mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
I really wish I'd put any makeup on.
Oh my god. I got her again.
I hate you so much.
It's nearly really full.
Oh my god, your makeup. Oh no, you've got to go out. Oh my no, I've never seen anyone's makeup run so much. Look at her cheeks. I hope you're watching this online. Brianna, this wasn't supposed to happen like this. Next.
It's lucky it's a dark room where you go, isn't it?
Now, on Thursday with Gemma Kearney, we learnt about rural traditions in the West Country, courtesy of BBC Bristol. Water.
Ready?
The Grand Goat Flanging, which takes place...
Oh, no.
What's happening?
Don't
what
worry.
Was that? Can we continue, please?
Continue.
Water.
Got water.
Let's try and get through this one.
I haven't got any more. Right.
Come on, Brianna.
Oh. Oh, look. That's so crazy.
It's horrible down there.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm so wet.
Come on. Then. Ready?
Ooh. This has gone wrong. Ready? Here we go. BBC Bristol.
The Grand Goat Flanging, which takes place in Nether Stowey last Monday of August. The goat flangers dress in furry goat capes and sport goatee beards as they dance around the nanny and perform the time-honoured practice of kicking up the billy.
Now, several Bristolians have been on. They've never heard of that practice. They don't know what it is.
The time-honoured practice... of kicking up the billy.
Okay, so this weekend's athletics coverage now.
We're still on.
Oh, why are we still on?
Oh, wow.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm blinded.
Colin Jackson now. Okay. Suddenly, water there. Colin here on the athletics asking quite a personal question all of a sudden of one of the athletes.
Sean, when you have a single competitor like Karani to focus on, how difficult is that when it comes to major championships and then when they're inside you?
Nola from Leeds was taken aback by that one.
In what context is that right?
Right then.
Oh, Brianna.
Are we done?
No.
No!
Two more.
Oh, no, and there's Greg.
There's Greg. Hi, Greg.
This is what you get for moonlighting another show.
You don't do this
to me.
Look
at the state of her.
Wow, look at those. Yeah. The state of her. Wow.
What?
Those two idiots there.
Over to...
You're such an idiot. Sorry.
I don't understand. Right. Over to a contestant on Channel 4's Come Dine With Me Now. And here is a top tip to avoid a very common problem.
Right, I'm putting on gloves just purely because I can't stand the smell of fish on my fingers.
Oh, sorry.
Kay emailed that one in.
Wow.
And finally, a classic from Fern Cotter.
But I won't take any water. You can have a free shot. Mm-hmm. You deserve it. Mm-hmm.
Fern Cotton here, who's back on Radio 1 next week. Here's Fern getting a bit overexcited by one of the competitions on her show.
Now, today's prize is... This is so good that I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it? Thanks, Rihanna. Sorry you're so wet. Oh, whoa, no.
Good job.
Really, really good. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. Innuendo Bingo returns on Thursday at 1:45. Thanks again, Rihanna. Mm. What a mess.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is the new presenter of Blue Peter on CBBC channel, Lindsay. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. Sorry about my friend Chris. He's a bit wet. He's just had water chucked
over
him.
I'm not a dog.
You okay?
I'm very well.
So,
I'm dry.
You are at the moment, yeah. So, you were announced as the brand new presenter on Blue Peter, which is very exciting.
It is.
I went for an audition for that once.
Did you?
I was awful.
Really?
Yeah, I never got it. Well, obviously. but I do
I do have two blue pizza badges. Now, have you heard me say this already?
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
No, it's not. I don't think so. Because did you write in twice? Is that how you... How did you get them?
Okay, well, once I actually co-presented Blue Pizza about a year or so ago.
Okay.
Got one then.
That's fine.
But then I also did do a bring and buy sale with Martin Fowler off EastEnders.
Oh, okay.
A while back where we sold CDs on a stall. So am I
think that counts.
Right, so that's fine.
These days you need a Blue Pizza kind of badge card. So you can't get into any free attractions unless you've got a special card.
Is that
what it is?
So you need the card now as well?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so it's like you'd need like a Scott Mills ID card if you wanted to get in.
No. So you can't turn up with a badge anymore.
Oh, no.
That's
it's
the problem.
It's more high tech.
No, you see, it used to be you could just wear the badge you get wherever you want.
Yeah. But I can see why they've done that, because any old person could just turn up
they
and
could
go.
Just plonk on a badge.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the moment when Lindsay was announced as the new presenter.
The next Blue Peter presenter, as chosen by you, the CBBC viewers, is...
Oh, God, it's like X Factor.
I know.
Pause.
Oh.
Come on.
Lindsay!
Oh. Yes, Lindsay.
Yay.
And the ticker tape fell from the sky.
Yep.
Did you feel like Shane Ward?
Yes.
What a question. The new presenter of Blue Peter.
The new Matt Carver. So, your first live show is on the 5th of September.
It is.
But then they've got the first show about you on Thursday on CBBC Channel.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it like how her life's changed since you became on Blue Peter?
Yeah,
like a documentary.
It's my family talking about me, and then they've got some nice baby photos. And
No, have you seen this? Are you not worried?
I have absolutely no idea what it is. They haven't shown me, so it will just be on at 5:30 on Thursday.
Stress. They should have played this as you were.
Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Oh.
I'm gonna take this moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make it last forever.
Okay, now you are on the panel for The Teen Hero, which we'll talk about in a minute, and
yes,
lots of other things.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lindsay Russell, the brand new Blue Peter presenter, is here. Hiya.
Hi.
Oh, I'm very jealous of you, because I think you get to do some... I think we're going to get to do some amazing things, like some brilliant challenges.
Yeah.
You'll probably have to jump off a lot of high things.
Probably. Meet cool people.
Meet very cool people.
Yeah.
Who have you met so far since you got the job? Do you still get really starstruck?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because it's embarrassing because obviously nobody really knows who I am yet, but I know who they are, so I keep smiling at people like, hi, and then they have no idea who I am yet.
I know you saw Rizzle Kicks earlier. That was a big sign.
Yeah, I saw them in the lift, but I didn't want to say hello because I thought they'll have no idea who I am, and I was like smiling. I did a little rubbish wave.
Small wave.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about the Teen Hero Awards in a minute, because I know that you're on the panel.
Yes.
First of all, I've got something to play you. Just doing a little bit of research about you, Lindsay. Obviously, you applied for, 23,000 people applied for the job as Blue Peter presenter?
Yeah.
Get in. That must feel good.
Yes.
Now, can you shed any light on what this is?
Hello, I'm Lindsay for UBTV with a very giggly group of students.
What's that?
What is that?
Something you may have done that's on the internet.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's University TV.
Oh, is that? You used to do that, did you?
Yeah, I did. So I thought I'd just have a go at it at the beginning of this year, and I did a few videos, and clearly that's one of them.
And what's happening in this bit?
Can you get them into the camera shot?
I have no idea.
Okay, you can't remember it, no?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Can you get them into the camera shot?
It sounds like you're having a lovely time anyway.
I'm really yelling.
You were in a club, were you?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How long ago did you do all the university TV then?
Well, I started last September. I thought I'd just give it a go and see if I was any good. And basically, I just didn't really have that many other people who wanted to do all the videos. So I just kept opting for them and they were like, oh, she's doing it again. But I just kind of kept at it and kept practicing.
Did you have to do much art and craft on UBTV or...?
No.
No?
It was more kind of student nights and student representatives and going and watching live music than arts and crafts.
Good. Very good.
But I have actually done some research on you, Scott.
On me?
Yes.
Hello, this is
just
the Blue Peter difference.
Oh, what?
Just
to get you back, I've got some inside info that you
yes
have presented.
Yes, I have.
Blue Peter.
Yes, I have. Do you have clips?
I think
Do you
so.
Have clips?
I think there are clips.
Okay.
Do you listen to one?
If you want.
I do.
What are you up to, mate?
Okay, I'm in the kitchen. Good luck, everyone. Oh, no, I don't want to hear this.
In the kitchen.
It is good. Play it.
What are you up to, mate?
Okay, I'm in the kitchen. Good luck, everyone. This is exciting for me. I'm being left in charge of a Blue Peter make, all right? We're feeling quite football-y today, all right? I'm
what?
Not, but we are. A football theme, so I'm going to show you how to make this. It's your very own match snacks. So just have a nibble on while you relax in front of the TV watching some footy.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Because that's what you do when you watch the footy, isn't it? Just
have a few match snacks.
A few match snacks.
When you're feeling football-y.
Yeah.
When you're feeling football-y.
This is awful. This isn't even that long ago. It's like a couple of years ago.
Ben, you got strips of cheese to mark out the halfway line and the penalty area. There's my halfway line.
This is honestly one of the most stressful things I've ever done.
But
Lindsay.
You sound clued up.
I wasn't.
You
know
what he knows what the halfway line is.
Yeah.
That alone impresses me.
I had to make a football pitch out of some guacamole and some carrot sticks. With a cheese string is a halfway line.
But you've got to try and balance the top on. I've done that wrong. Hang on.
Awful. Honestly, really stressful. I had stress dreams about it afterwards. Are you worried about doing the makes?
Yes. I mean, you're making me more worried now.
Here's one I made earlier.
Yes!
I got to say that.
No, I am scared because on my first show, I've got to do a make.
Do you know what it is?
Yes. It's a memory board, I think. So
what, like off of a computer?
Not quite.
That would be epic, wouldn't it?
Talk about putting you in the deep end. Flipping heck. First
not
one.
Quite. No, it's sort of plane tickets and train tickets and things that I, you know.
Mm. Oh,
nice memories.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So when's your first actual live show?
That's next Thursday at 5:30.
After the documentary on your life as a Blue Peter presenter so far.
Yes.
Which is this Thursday.
Yes.
On CBBC. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloth.
Ow! Big man ting!
All right?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine, how are you?
I'm all right. That's a lovely shade of pink you're wearing today.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite shirts. I didn't think pink would be your colour.
Oh, I did.
What are you trying to say? I don't know, it's just odd.
I love pink, it's one of my favourite colours.
It's very slimming on you as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it would maybe look a bit bigger.
No, no, definitely. Definitely for you.
Yeah.
Brings
out
the tan.
Does it?
Mm. It makes it look more like a burn.
What do you mean a burn?
I just think, I don't know, if when I look
pink,
at you at the moment...
Like a burn?
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit crisp.
I can take it off and just go bareback.
I'm all right, thanks. I'm fine. What's going on, cuz?
I'm cool, fam. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, Cam. Yeah? I'm good.
Yeah. I didn't see you at Reading and Leeds. I was looking forward to seeing you.
Were you on?
I bumped into you in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, damn. You was floating. That's the word I'm going to use.
Yeah, I've heard reports of this.
It was floating.
Literally bumped into you.
He didn't even recognise me. He was walking through the crowd.
How could he not recognise Charlie Sloth?
Exactly, obviously. And he's walking through the crowd, and he was like a rabbit in headlights.
He was, sounds like he had a great time.
He had an amazing time.
Was he a floating ting?
He was a floating ting. His feet weren't even on the ground.
I did stop and say hi to you, though.
You did. He's like, oh! And you give me a big kiss as well.
Oh, he does that.
Yeah.
Did he get really over-emotional with you?
A little bit, he did. He did, but I enjoyed that.
That's love.
It is love.
Did he get loved up with you?
A little bit.
Always does it. Every festival, he's like, mate, just a couple of... just want to say.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Just want to say.
He was stroking my hair.
Yeah.
That was when it got a bit awkward. People was watching us and he was like, I just love you, man.
Yeah. It's quite sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. But in the middle of Eminem performing.
Yeah.
No need. Let's play Deal or No, Real or No Real.
Let's not play Deal or No Deal. It's time for Real or No Real. I like it when Charlie's on. He's on Radio 1 Extra at 4 o'clock today. Greg James is here on Radio 1. Is this lot real or no real? 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get correct.
There have been so many incidents where mobile phone numbers have been accidentally given out on TV drama shows and then inundated with calls from curious members of the public that mobile phone companies have now set aside a group of fictional phone numbers specially for use on screen.
Mm. I always call them as well.
Mm. Do you really?
Yeah, I do as well.
Because you know what's good now? Now you can get the remotes where you rewind TV.
Mm.
You've been able to get those for a while.
It's... Not all of us can afford it, Scott Mills. Anyway, so what I will do is I'll rewind the TV, pause it on the number and give it a call. Sometimes they're crafty, though, and add an extra digit, but often they don't.
Yeah. What ones have you called off which shows?
It's mainly like EastEnders and things like that, wouldn't it?
I often pause. I used to call quite a lot on The Bill when that was on.
Really?
Yeah, and also on Luther, I think recently I called one.
Did you get through? I never get through.
Never get through.
It's always an answer machine.
Have you ever called one?
Never. I'm going to try it, though.
Try it.
Sounds fun.
So is it real or no real? Mobile numbers?
I'm going to say that's real, because I can see that being quite a big problem.
Yeah, they must have to check it before, otherwise randoms are going to get calls, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got a special batch, because they can't just use your number, because you're right. Like, if, you know, let's say Ian Beale's number is on the screen, everyone's going to call that. Yeah. Wanted to speak to him.
If you're not Ian Beale, it's well annoying, isn't
it? Yeah, could you sue them if that happened? Surely you could.
I don't know.
Invasion of privacy.
I don't know.
Real or no real?
I can say real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, they've got a whole special bank of them.
So any phone number that starts 077-00900 is not real. So if you see it on screen and call it, absolutely nothing will happen.
What's the number again?
That number again. 077-00900. Don't even bother with it.
Do you know what? Some girl gave me a number that started 077-00 on the weekend.
Yeah, that'll figure.
Damn.
maybe girls now have got a special bank of like phone numbers.
That's
like,
a good
idea. They give to you.
Hey, do you know what? Something really fat has happened this weekend.
Oh, what?
Everyone mentioned you.
Why did they? Okay, go on then.
Because you're the fattest person.
No,
you know.
You're fattest.
You're definitely fattest.
No, but you're fattest.
No, you're fattest. No. Well, these guys at Reading Festival were very fattest, and they claimed to listen to your show as well. So
claim
they did. They said, "Oh, what was Scott Mills make of this?" That's exactly what they said.
So what was the fattest incident?
So I'm walking on stage at Reading and Leeds. He was at Reading, and do you know the little ramps that take you up the stage?
This is going to be good already, isn't it?
It broke.
He broke the stage.
No, it didn't.
It did. Call Gary Pounder in. So me and Gary, we're watching people go back and forth up and down this stage. And I make it halfway up the stage. It goes, stage was shaking.
You broke it?
Yeah, I broke it.
And what were they shouting?
Oh. What? No, the first person turned around and went, "Well, Scott Mills make of that."
Yeah.
I'd say he was fattest.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, "That is fattest." And he went, "No, you're fattest."
Oh, so you had a live on-stage game of "You're fattest."
You're fattest.
Sorry.
The whole crowd shouting, "You're fattest."
That's a dream come true, Charlie.
It was mad. It was pretty bizarre, actually.
That's what I wanted from this all along.
Yeah, well, you created it. Thanks for that.
Hey, it's all right. And next on Real or No Real.
Miley Cyrus only wore a bikini at the MTV VMAs after she turned up with the same outfit as Taylor Swift and had to dash out to buy the swimwear.
Oh my God, have you guys seen that video?
Which one?
Miley Cyrus one?
Oh my word.
Everyone's talking about it.
How cringe.
It's not good, is it?
It's not good. At one point, I thought that, do you know when she was bent over and she was doing the whole twerking thing?
Yeah.
I thought someone was going to start coming along and doing the ironing on her.
What a bizarre thought.
It's not the first thing I thought of, Charlie.
Really? I honestly thought someone was going to come along, take their shirt out and start ironing on her.
What made you, like, that's the last thing I thought. I didn't think, she looks a bit like an ironing board.
She does look like an ironing board. She does. Look at the pictures.
I kind of see what he's saying
she
now.
She looks like an ironing board. Do you know, like, if you poured a glass of water over somebody, it kind of goes, follows the body. It doesn't even, it's like, she's like the kamikaze slide. Like, it just goes, it doesn't even touch her.
If you poured, you're so weird.
I'm being serious. And have you seen the pictures of, like, her bum and then the chicken's bum?
What?
Guys, you guys are asleep. You're so not urban.
The pictures of her and a chicken bum?
No, so her bum, they've got a screenshot of her bum, and then underneath it, they've got a screenshot of a chicken's bum.
Why do I have to be urban?
It's a street thing, cuz.
Is it thing?
Yeah.
I did watch it, though, Charlie, and I did think, it's very controversial, it seems. Lots of people are talking about it.
That bit. I thought he was going to start ironing his shirt.
No, she's not.
I thought he was going to take his jacket off. We're looking at a picture right now on the internet, and I honestly thought that he was going to start ironing his shirt.
Well, good for you. Miley Cyrus, bikini, same outfit as Taylor Swift, went to get the bikini last minute. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Right. The one before that, did you say real or no real?
Well, thanks for paying attention.
Right. Well, no, I think he did an anecdote and we didn't even get round to the...
No, I did get it right. I said real and it was real.
I'll give us both 10.
This is next.
Monkeys in Thailand use public transport, with some learning the train timetables so they can take a trip to a market town and be home in time for bed.
Wow.
They are quite clever.
That's bizarre.
One stole my Snickers once.
Really?
Yeah. And drank a whole bottle of water out while opening it, pouring it into his mouth, and then closing it again.
What?
Just to rub it in.
What?
I was in the jungle, though.
Was you?
Yes,
Have you ever been in the jungle, Charlie?
I've been in a few jungles.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't want to pursue that.
Right, talk about it.
I don't want to pursue that.
He's gone all red, look. He's gone all red. Look, it looks even more burnt.
We'll move away from the jungle then. I do love a good old
monkeys jungle. Using public transport. Real or no real?
No real. I'm going to say real because of the bars and that.
What
you know, the swing of the bars that you swing on.
They're called monkey bars.
Monkey
as well.
Bars as well, yeah, so it makes sense.
Maybe that's why they got called monkey bars. There you go.
Because it was for the monkeys.
Because it was for the monkeys.
Real.
That one is real.
No way!
Aren't they clever?
No way.
No points for that.
And finally, today on Real or No Real, is this real or no real?
The fattest ever Radio 1 presenter.
What?
Wait a minute. We'll start that again. Why you? I always have to make a fattest joke.
No,
and it's the fattest ever Radio 1 DJ.
Might not be you, Charlie.
Listen.
Calm down.
All right.
The fattest ever Radio 1 presenter was a 1990s UK garage MC called DJ Cake, who was on air on Sunday mornings, 3 a.m. till 5.
Wow, DJ Cake.
Wow, DJ Cake.
You heard of him? Mm.
Never.
And he was potentially the fattest, we're saying.
How fat was he?
Very fat.
Stones?
Really? Apparently 23 stones.
23 stone.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm 20 now. I was 21.
You're dropping, aren't you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to 19 and be content.
Oh, yeah.
See my feet again, I'll stop.
Does that frustrate you if there's been a... does that frustrate you?
That there's been a fat DJ?
Yes.
Yeah, that must annoy you.
A little bit. I mean, I've never...
Probably not as good looking, though, is it?
Nowhere near.
No cars.
I've never seen a fat guy as good looking as me, have you?
No.
No, we often think about it. It's the only one that ever gets... brought into this argument is James Corden.
But he's not good
looking.
Not a DJ. He's not good looking either.
And he's no longer fat, someone was telling me.
No, he's not fat anymore. He's got a lot of dead skin.
Yeah. So, DJ Cake, 90s garage DJ, fastest Radio 1 DJ ever.
The
thing is, you're starting your new show on Radio 1 soon, so maybe you'll beat him.
Really?
Oh, no, you're going down, aren't you?
Yeah,
he's 23.
He's 23. What was Morsey at his best?
Oh, he was a good, I would say a good 1920.
Yeah?
Yeah, solid. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, DJ Cake, fattest Radio 1 DJ ever.
I've never heard of this guy, so I'm going to say no real. Very fattest, though, by the way.
You're fattest.
You're definitely fattest. You're
the
fattest person I've ever met in my life. And I've met some fattest folks.
You're fattest, though. Real or no real?
I'm not going to lie. I've accidentally just Googled DJ Cake. And so I'm going to say it's
why
no
are you
real.
Doing that? That's against the rules.
It is interesting.
No, you lose today.
I'm not losing today because of
no,
it, Charlie.
No, you have to. Chris, you just voided all the rules.
But I was going to say, it's odd that when I type in DJ Cake, a picture of Chris Moyles comes up. It's interesting.
Okay, good. First thing that comes up. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Okay, at the end of that amazing round of real or no real.
I'm not sure.
I've won.
I think we're going to say 40 apiece for this one.
No, but because you didn't get that last one because you Googled it.
All right, 30 then. 40 to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Cheers, bye, guys.
He's on BBC Radio 1 Extra in 10 minutes.
Woo!
Ow.
Ow, big man ting.
Ow.
Done, no curse.
No. So those are our best bits of Tuesday's show. Don't forget you can download this podcast anytime for free. Anytime you want from the Radio 1 website. If you can join us tomorrow at 1 p.m, that's good. We're back on Radio 1 live.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Download.